Baiklah, kita masih lagi memberi fokus kepada laporan BNM berkenaan dengan KDNK Malaysia dan sudah tentu seperti yang saya katakan tadi, kita nak melihat pula bagaimana di peringkat global. Jadi untuk mengulas berkenaan dengan pertumbuhan KDNK, cabaran serta impak di peringkat global, bersama dengan saya melalui panggilan telefon adalah Ketua Pakar Ekonomi Jual IQI, Sean Said. Sean, thank you for being with us. Sean, ever since the Fed raised rates by 50 basis points in last meeting, we are witnessing shocks after shocks, turmoil and lots of uncertainty in equity markets. Biotech stocks down by 38%, Starbucks 40%, Disney 47%, JP Morgan 31%. List goes on and markets are down by Dow Jones 12%, S&P 500 16% and Nasdaq by 25%. Crypto lost $1 trillion. When do you foresee the markets coming back to calm zone? Or another shenanigans?
I think the way the markets are moving, we have already shared last July the systematic risk that is higher interest rates would continue. That will create troubles for the market. Markets are not settling down very soon. There will be a lot of turmoil and chaos. A lot of hedge funds and institutional investors are scaling back, betting on the U.S. stocks would continue to make losses. QE has never supported growth. So growth concerns come from, you know, productivity, which is lacking in U.S., Europe, and Japan at the moment. QE has borrowed future growth rate. At this point of time, I would say high valuations don't support forward P/E ratios.
Sean, investors have lost $11 trillion in global stocks, according to Bloomberg. Do you agree with the analysis, or is much more? Can we expect markets to collapse or crash or just a 10 to 15% correction more from here? What do you say?
I think I don't follow Bloomberg, unfortunately. The figures are much higher. According to my networking, $17 trillion have been lost by global investors. And from here, I expect 10 to 15% correction in the stock markets, which look very pragmatic. The meltdown in forward P/E ratios continued last week, while forward earnings are still, I would say, scaling new heights. In other words, if I were to look, this is just like an epic tug of war between the bearish investors who are lowering valuation multiples, and then on the other side, you have bullish industrial analysts who are raising their earning forecast. So far, at this point of time, I would say investors are winning the war, because the fallacious valuations are not based on reality, but on QE, which will eventually lead to more bazooka in the market.
Fed Chairman Powell, in his last week interview, said, and I quote, whether we can execute a soft landing or not, it may actually depends on factors that we don't control, unquote. Then economists at Goldman Sachs are revising down their U.S. growth rate due to supply constraints and consumer caution. You have been saying since last year that Fed is panicking and markets can sense Fed's nervousness. Your analysis, please.
I think this statement is a clear testament what we have been sharing in the market, that Fed is panicking, and the way Fed is panicking, it will create turmoil and bazooka in the market. So what can we expect in the next 6 to 12 months? There will be three shocks coming in the market. Number one, there will be a growth shock because interest rates will continue to go up. With higher interest rates, it will create impediment for a GDP outlook for not only for U.S. but for many economies. The number two, recession is coming, but this recession at IQI, we have been saying that this recession will be inflationary recession, which is more precarious than recession because prices will continue to go up. As you said, there will be a supply constraint and consumer sentiments will remain down. So with depressed demand, higher prices, that will create, you know, a lot of problems for those consumers, not only in U.S., but also in Europe. The way I see things, if you remember last year, all the top global banks were saying that U.S. will achieve a growth rate and the markets will turn around. I think they were living in delusion. The market investors are sensing that recession is coming, but unfortunately, the Fed, the supine Fed, does not. So I think inflationary recession is coming. and that will create more turmoil for policymakers in advanced economies.
Sean, finally, I would like your views on BNM hike on OPR by 25 basis points. I have read your views in pressing is a preemptive move to curb inflation, which BNM projected to be between 2.2% and 3.2% in 2022. Does BNM have room to maneuver in monetary policy or for the next 6 to 12 months?
I think all the central banks, they have got two tools, that is tactical and strategic maneuvering, and Bank Negara has made a tactical move. It's a preemptive move. They could see that inflation will show its head. So in order to curb inflation, they have made this move, which is in line with market expectation. And Bank Negara still have a lot of room to maneuver, especially in the monetary landscape, because, as you know, all the policy levers that you undertake for the economy, it takes 12 to 15 months for that policy lever to make an impact on the economy. So at this point of time, I would say Bank Negara has made a good move in order to curb inflation, which might show its head in the coming quarters.
Thank you, Sean Said. Itu dia tadi Ketua Pakar Ekonomi JUI IQI, Sean Said, mengulas berkenaan dengan cabaran global, termasuklah keputusan BNM untuk meningkatkan OPR.